He calls himself a well-paid gypsy. In the age of 77, cinematographer Don McAlpine continues the journey. He's just been awarded Australia's highest screen accolade, the Raymond Longford Award. Don McAlpine's career spans more than 50 films made over 40 years. From Australian classics like Don's Party, Breaker Morant, through to international blockbusters like Predator, Patriot Games and X-Men. From humble beginnings as a schoolteacher, Don has also worked with some of the world's greatest film producers, including Al Baz Luhrmann and others like Ron Howard and Bruce Beresford. He's pretty much seen it all, really, from directors having hissy fits on set to actors storming out. John McAlpine joins us in the Breakfast Studio. There'll be no storming out this morning. Don, welcome to ABC Radio National Breakfast and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Fran.
You've received a lot of accolades through your career. You've had BAFTA nominations, Oscar nominations. You've won AFI awards aplenty. What does an award like this one mean for you?
It means a lot to me personally, but it means probably even more to me as a cinematographer. We're pretty much an unsung group at one level, It's great that they've given this award to me, and it's great that I happen to be a cinematographer.
I suppose you're right about cinematographers being unsung. I mean, we know the directors' names, we know the actors' names, but it still is a major award every year at the academies. And I remember when your name came up for Moulin Rouge, I think, didn't it?
Yes.
I knew your name, and there you are, and it got recognition in the country. Is a cinematography getting more recognition, not less, do you think?
I think it's pretty constant. We fill a funny position in as much as we do service a director. And when it comes to promotion, I mean, the director must be given an absolute clear run. So you've got to really duck for cover. And self-promotion is a stupid thing for a cinematographer because you're actually almost conflicting with a director. So you don't do that. You just keep low. But it's great, the recognition I have received, and I'm really chuffed that I got this award.
And this award from your Australian, this is from Australia, this award, this is recognition here in this country. So, you know, some might say it's not as a shining an award as if it was an academy or something like that. But does it, I'm not sure, I think you're not based here in Australia.
I do live in Australia.
You do?
I do.
So does it mean something special to have Australia recognise you like this?
It is amazingly good. Yeah, I mean, almost the majority of the films I've made have been made in Australia. A lot of them have been made with American money. But, this is my home. This is where my family are. And this is where I really enjoy living.
Your career spans four decades. That's a long time at any time. But at this, in this period of technological change, things must have changed dramatically. I mean, how do you compare the process of working on a film like The Adventures of Barry McKenzie back in 1969 to, say, a recent film like X-Men?
It's been the biggest change that's happened in the last two or three years as we've gone from film to digital. The same old camera worked for about 110 years, a very, very basic, simple mechanism. Now we've gone over to digital, and it's just fantastic to have an absolutely precise tool. With the film, the real problem was that there were so many variables built into it, variables with your exposure, variables with the lab, variables with the final print, and then, of course, the variables that happened when this print got perpetually projected and deteriorated. So, but now the film you shoot will be the film they'll see in the smallest town in Australia 5 years from now. It will be the same quality.
Deterioration is never a good thing, but I'm sure there are plenty who will claim that with film there perhaps was some artistry that could be gained from some of those variations. You don't miss anything from shooting in film?
I've only shot the one film digitally, and I miss nothing. Absolutely. I've just finished Mental with PJ Hogan, which we shot in the latest and greatest cameras. And it was just wonderful to have immediate, precise, and definite results. And, I'll shoot film again if I have to.
I bet the latest, greatest cameras are a lot lighter too.
Not my problem. Somebody else carries it.
That's right, of course. Take us back. I think your first gig, you're a teacher. How did you get into film? And I think your first gig was filming athletes at the 1956 Olympics.
Yeah, it's a long story, but shortly, the short story is a kid with a darkroom, a teacher of physical education using the camera for analysis. Due to freaky circumstances, I became stringer for the ABC. The education department objected to this outside work, and the ABC offered me a job as assistant cameraman, a cine camera, and I took it, and I just kept going on from there.
Did you always know that movies was where you wanted to be?
I've led a life that is just, I looking back, has just seized opportunities as they happened. Never had a grand plan to be a director of photography or a cinematographer or anything. It's just that whatever seemed a good idea at the time, I went with.
Technologically, obviously, the changes are great, but what about culturally too? I mean, working on a film like Baz McKenzie back in the 60s, is it very different to a modern-day film set?
Yeah, very few films now would run a caption up the front, NPA, no poofters allowed, but that's a thing of the past.
But what about the mood of the industry at that time, back then?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. Of course, that was the most exciting part, because none of us knew what we were doing. We invented the wheel every day, and we just thought we were absolutely brilliant. And it was just an amazing time. We all just got in and experimented and developed, and we had a freedom that probably cinema nowhere else in the world had at that time. Freedom to make mistakes, of course, but freedom to do some pretty interesting stuff.
Well, as it turns out, as we now know, you were absolutely brilliant back then and still today, as obviously. But that freedom, does the Australian film industry still enjoy a different culture, a different level of freedom, or is it all just big business now?
It's, the massive difference was comparing this recent small film I've done with PJ Hogan, Mental, where we had great freedom. It wasn't a major studio. Producers were there to fundamentally assist, not to dominate. We had a ball shooting that. Comparing that with something like Wolverine, where you're working for a major studio with a defined product, they're more worried about the product than the movie. It becomes a whole different ball game, and I get my enjoyment from different things, but it's not the sort of inspirational thing that a film like Mental was.
And computer generated graphics, is that annoy you?
No. I mean, it just lets us tell stories that we could never tell. I mean, Narnia would be nowhere without computer graphics, and it's a wonderful story. And, you know, I believe I still contributed immensely to the film. Without computer work, it would be pretty boring.
And seeing life through the lens, all those actors you've looked at, all those actors you've focused on, who does the camera love the most?
The camera love the most? Julia Roberts was interesting. She was, and I've told her this to her face, fundamentally disinteresting and almost unattractive until she smiled, and it was the range between the two faces of Julia Roberts that actually, I believe, gave her the fame and glory. She was a good actress too, but that's it. And then you've got Anthony Hopkins, who was just a wonderful person and one of the greatest actors I got near. And, that's how do you judge them? I've no idea.
What a life. Don McAlpine, what a job. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Don McAlpine is an Australian cinematographer and the winner of Australia's highest screen award, the Raymond Longford Award. Don, congratulations.